103.9 WRBI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to sports show, Coach's Corner, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
And welcome to another episode of Coach's Corner, where area coaches come to get great pizza at Ison's Family Pizza and talk directly to you about their programs and the student athletes that make them go. Got a great show lined up for you like we do every single week. But I want to take a minute right quick to plug next week's show, too. Next week, we will have our Ripley County Tournament Preview Show. Give an opportunity to talk to all of the participating coaches and teams in the tournament. Always a fun time of year, so go ahead and mark your calendars for that. That'll be next week, December the 18th, will be the Ripley County Tourney Preview Show. But back to tonight's program, of course, we'll talk to the brain trust of Batesville basketball and Aaron Garrett and Mitchell Taylor. And then we'll head out and talk to Olenburg head coach for the men's team, Coach Michael Higdon. And if time permits, we'll also give you an opportunity. You probably heard him on the air this past week, the newest addition here at WRBI. Give a chance to talk with sports director Jim Williams. He'll be in as well. I want to thank our sponsors for making this broadcast possible and making this show possible, as they do every single week. That's Ison's Family Pizza, Garing's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Margaret Mary Health, and Great Plains Communications. Let's dig in right now as we bring to the program Batesville Bulldogs men's head coach Aaron Garrett. Coach, welcome again to the program.
Hey, thanks, Terrence. It was good to meet Jim, and we welcome him to Batesville. Welcome to WRBI. It was good to meet him Friday at Lawrenceburg.
Yeah, speaking of Lawrenceburg, you had a pretty big weekend, a tough weekend that you had a back-to-back on Friday and Saturday. Both squads that you were matched up against were undefeated at the time that you played them, so a pretty good challenge going in the weekend. Let's start with Friday night with Lawrenceburg. You get out of Lawrenceburg with a win. And it was one of those odd things, Coach, where the John Harrell prediction and the score at the end of the game were identical, 52-48. Talk to us a little bit about that game.
Yeah, John Harrell's an Indiana treasure. I'm not sure what we're going to do when that no longer exists, but he's incredible. And Lawrenceburg, Terrence, is our first conference game.
Yes.
So we couldn't win the conference Friday night, but we sure could be put in a tough situation if we were to drop that one, and especially to get one on the road. There's very few things better as a coach than a road win.
Yes.
In terms of coming home on the bus after a win. And we went down there in Lawrenceburg. They return a lot of talent, a lot of experience. They're athletic, they're long, they're a strong group, and scouting wise they went about nine deep. So they just come wave after wave. And we never trailed. So the thing I'm most pleased about is we never trailed. We had a chance to really open the basketball game up there in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And Lawrenceburg came running back all the way to within 1 point. And then we were able to right the ship, if you will, make some adjustments defensively, and then have a margin there in the fourth. But then we started giving the basketball away again there in the fourth. End up within that 4 point margin. So we got the win, but one thing we've got to focus on and concentrate on, we had 18 turnovers.
Yeah.
And we watched film tonight just to show the boys. Terrence, it's in Lawrenceburg's well coached, they're athletic, but the majority of our turnovers was not anything Lawrenceburg was doing. We were just haphazard with the basketball.
Right.
So that's on us to fix. I know how I'm going to fix it. Hopefully the players can fix it well before it gets to that, because they're smart guys. They just got to relax and be comfortable being uncomfortable, and it's still early.
Right.
So in terms of that, but we really made a conscious effort Friday to get the ball in the paint. We really want to focus on paint points.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean every basket has to come from within the paint, but we want it to pass through the paint, either bucket or play inside out basketball. And Jack really anchored us. I had him for a double double with 17 points and over 10 boards, and just played really, really well.
Yeah.
And anchors us on both ends of the floor. He had Sam there with him 14, Cade with 11, Gus with 10. And then we didn't have any scoring, but those younger guys definitely played in some important minutes. And I'd made a shift in the lineup in terms of putting Trent Lewis in as a point guard.
All right.
just in terms of he just adds some more dynamic to us and gets Gus off the ball. And by no means, and he replaced Braden Maple. And by no means did Braden Maple do anything to lose a starting spot per se, but just a schematic change I wanted to make. But then Braden comes in and really was in those runs where he was in the thick of it once Lornberg came roaring back, for example, in the second half. Played a really good job with our adjustment there at the zone on top. And Braden's strong. He's aggressive. He's long.
Yes.
He's longer.
Yeah.
He's taller. So he really created some havoc. And we kind of call Braden our spark plug.
Okay.
In terms of just he's going to come in with energy. We know that without question. But even in that sequence there, he had a couple tip balls. He got his hand on rebounds that were loose, tipping into our favor. He punched one away from the middle of their zone where they were hurting us there in that stretch. So it's just good to see the young guys. And then Caden Drake didn't play as many minutes. He has been playing. But Jack Nunkmar didn't come off the floor, for example.
Right.
So
right.
You had a mix of those young guys. They didn't necessarily score, but they were very, very integral to us getting that road win on the road.
You brought up T. Lewis, and we'll get to him a second in the second half of that back-to-back, because he played really well for you on Saturday. But there was a moment in this Lawrenceburg game, maybe it was the turnovers. You mentioned Lawrenceburg fought their way back within one, and around that time, that game felt a lot like the previous game did in Greensburg. That one ended up getting away from you. How are you and this team, how are you able to stop that from happening at Lawrenceburg?
It's almost like you were in our huddle, because that was brought up exactly in one of those late huddles as far as we're not doing that again this week. And at about that time there in the four, Trenton actually came out because he had not been out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Gus Pricklebit went back on the ball as far as our point guard. And Gus had a tough stretch when we were turning the ball over there and they got all the way back within one.
Yeah.
The basket they got back to within one was a dunk. And Gus knows this. Gus threw it right to him.
Right.
So I was on him hard there when he came out of the game. He's a senior. We expect more from him. He
sure.
knows the game.
Sure.
He's a smarter player than that. And it's just fun as a coach to see a kid really respond in real time, because I told him, you have to make plays for us. You're going to have to handle the pressure. And you're still going to have to take and hit some big shots.
Right.
He did all of those things down the stretch.
Mm.
So Gus competes. We just got to continue to recalibrate him. And with all the guys, it's by no means Gus by himself. We just got to get all these guys more cognizant of taking care of the basketball. And then when Trenton Lewis came back in, he definitely helped handle the basketball. And that dude is... He covers more ground than I've had in a while in terms of if you've had the eye test, he doesn't look like much.
Right.
But he is athletic, quick twitch, very, very good motor. And he just covers a lot of the floor on the defensive end, and then did a really nice job for his first time as a sophomore really handling the show as far as from the point guard position.
So a good night on the first end of this back-to-back. Again, you get your first conference win on the road at Lawrenceburg. You pack up the bus, head down the road to Hanover on Saturday to take on, again, another undefeated team. And, you know, I wasn't there to see the game in person, so I'm pretty much looking and living off of on paper. On paper, it would indicate that it seemed like the guys got off to a little bit of a slower start than normal. And shooting... pretty low on the shooting percentage. I think if my unofficial numbers are correct, it was the lowest output in a first quarter all season long. With those 8 points in that first quarter, do you think it was just the fact of the long bus ride, the back end of a back to back, their legs? Talk to me. What would you attribute the slow start?
We've got to grow up still.
Okay.
There's some growth that has to take place, even with three seniors that played a lot of basketball, a junior that's played a lot of basketball. We've still got some maturing to do. And with that being said, we battled sickness all week.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, for example, played really well for us Friday, especially not only his scoring, but got some tough rebounds for us along with Cade and Jack. Jack was sick earlier in the week. Cade was sick there later in the week. Sam was not at practice today, so he's still not over it.
Wow.
And then, like you said, it's about a 25-minute longer bus trip than it was on Friday night.
Right.
And, hey, but all the credit goes to Southwestern Hanover. They are the real deal. They're really, really good. And they just punched us in the face. And the disappointing part is, I talked to the guys tonight that we'll hit again tomorrow, is we didn't respond. We didn't compete.
Mm-hmm.
Some shots did not go our way. You know how that goes.
Sure.
When you're hitting some baskets, that definitely amplifies your defense, especially when you're a zone team. Mm-hmm. And we had some tough looks. Jack had a rough start. Cade had some early misses all the way down the line. But we didn't recover from it. And Terrence, we gave up 43 points at half. We were almost already to our margin per game, our average per game defensively by halftime. And you've seen enough basketball. I've been around enough basketball. Sometimes you're just going to have those nights.
Sure.
But I would have been able to sleep a lot better this weekend if it had come with just a much better effort on our end in terms of resistance on both ends, determination, a lot of head hanging, a lot of there's not much energy.
Right.
But look at the NBA. I mean, the Pacers have been fun to follow. The Celtics blast them by 50 about a month ago.
Yeah.
The Celtics come back and beat them this time. It's huge when the ball is going through the hoop versus not going through the hoop. And Southwestern Hanover was definitely putting it through the basket. And the kid scored 36 in three quarters. On the scout, he's not even their best player.
Wow.
Lewis, 33, the really long athletic wing they had, statistically has been leading them this season. But the Cloud kid's dad, who's the one who went for 36, he kept the scorebook for the home team. That kid was in there at 5 a.m. that morning getting shots up for an hour before there were some other things happening in the gym.
Wow.
So it's not by accident.
Yeah.
Right? So in terms of just a lesson for our guys to take it from, and we've got to have the older guys, that just simply can't happen. If something's not going your way, and I'll use Jack, for example, can he still draw attention and just facilitate until he gets a better look or gets a shot to go through the basket? And he'll get better. They'll all get better. But the thing that cannot happen again is just the lack of spirit, the lack of enthusiasm and effort and fight.
Yeah, well, yeah, you mentioned the Cloud kid, and he definitely got on a heater. I mean, 36 points, only one other player was in double digits, and that was at 10. So it really was, you know, just the Cloud kid's night. But like as I mentioned before, I wanted to talk about T. Lewis because I felt like he really put together a solid game for you. And he did not have a problem seeing the basketball go through the hoop on that particular night. He was 57% from the floor, 50% from three, and a much better effort, at least again, and I'm talking to you off paper, right? Gave you a good 24 minutes, a much better effort than we'd seen from him in that last conference game, in the Greensburg game. Talk a little bit about about him in particular in this matchup with Southwestern.
Yeah, and before we leave the Cloud kid, as we looked down, he had that 30-plus points on 15 attempts.
Jeez.
So just and now there wasn't much resistance at times, but there was early in terms of just hitting shots, even after over our defense, and just a really good player. And Trenton, he'll have more games like he did against Lawrenceburg, where maybe he doesn't dent the scoring column much, but he's a high assist to low turnover guy.
Yeah,
he's really, he and Gus together at the top of that zone for smaller guys really do present a lot of pressure. And Trenton can absolutely shoot the basketball. So no doubt he does provide offensive power out there when he's out there. So in terms of that, I mean, I would like to highlight the young guys in general.
Sure.
Because quite frankly, the fourth quarter, we'd set the older guys and really gave some of those younger guys some more minutes. And Trenton benefited from that. Like you say, he's a really good three-point shooter. He had some drives to the basket, too. He can see the floor well. And James Hughes, a freshman for us, got some extended time because he's earned it. I mean, he's close to, I think, 20 a game in the JV. He's really efficient. His body's not where it needs to be yet in terms of potentially varsity battle. But he's smart. He knows angles. He's pretty long. He just plays the game. So he came in and did well for us. Carson Hartley came in and ran some of the point. And Carson's a kid who's just – he's another one coming off football season where he's just kind of stacking.
Right.
Practice after practice, game after game, and you're starting to see him really get better on both ends of the floor and just playing within himself and with determination. Caden Drake got a lot more minutes Saturday night, which is going to be good for us, period, going down the road, and just battles for us. And, of course, Braden's Braden. Braden Maple's going to come out, and he's going to play hard. He's going to battle. He was one guy, I thought, with Gus and Trenton, who thought those three really battled and didn't back down.
Sure.
We just needed more guys to go with them on Saturday night. So, not that they're silver lining, but in terms of those young guys getting some quality minutes on a varsity floor, that'll help us as we go forward.
No doubt. No doubt. So you've got this week, you host Milan on Thursday, I believe it is, and then Saturday head down the road to St. Leon to take on the Trojans. Not a back-to-back, but still two games this week. What type of challenges do you do you foresee?
It's a perfect schedule in terms of play on a Thursday, have a practice to play on a Saturday.
There you go.
So that's always good. Milan, I know they're 0-3, but I saw them live against Lawrenceburg. They were tied with Lawrenceburg with 4.5 minutes left until officials got involved. And unfortunately, and quite frankly, unfairly, they tossed Coach Pickerel, and he had to miss both games this weekend, and there's nothing he could do about it. And they dropped two close ones this weekend. And obviously, he's going to make a difference if he's on the bench.
Yeah.
So I've got to get our guys to understand that Milan's going to come in. They're young, but, man, they're aggressive. The Norman kid is fun to watch in terms of a really nice shooter, really good guard. Mm-hmm. Voss is his backcourt tandem. Both Reilly boys, they've been to the state level in cross country, so you can imagine their motor.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? So if we don't slow them down, they'll hurt us. And that first game of the year when I scouted them against Lawrenceburg, they went about, I think they ended up going 9 deep. Yeah. So, again, they can run some bodies in there. And then East Central, new coach after a long, long run of with Coach Disbrow down there at East Central. Coach Teasing, who I remember coaching against when I was a younger varsity coach. Now he's back at the helm of the program as an alumni. And I know he's getting some of those football guys back. They had a very impressive game against James County. Mm-hmm. Lost in overtime against James County, who did graduate some guys, but they've still got some weapons back. So East Central is not the conference game. It is a boy-girl doubleheader. So fans, that's something to think about. If you're looking for something to do Saturday night, you can see the girls' varsity will play first, and then we'll play after them, and the JVs will be flip-flopped.
Okay.
So an opportunity for Bulldog fans, if they see our team more than they see the girls or vice versa, they can see both varsity programs in action. And that'll be a dogfight. It's another rivalry as far as Batesville East Central. So looking forward to that one. It's a warm-up, if you will, because that one does not count as conference,
sure,
just like Greensboro didn't until we see both teams a second time. So it'll be a good weekend for us. And quite frankly, the main thing on my agenda going forward, intensity and taking care of the basketball. We've got to get that turnover number back down to ultimately below double digits. I mean, 10 is a really nice number in terms of staying below. We cannot continue to double that and expect to get out of places with wins like we did at Lawrenceburg. So that's, and quite frankly, at some point, if it doesn't get fixed, substitutions will have to start fixing it.
Right.
Right. Get them out of the game, get them settled down, get them back in. Because what you emphasize invariably improves, and we're going to emphasize that a lot this week.
Well, no doubt in my mind, Coach, you'll get things going the way you want them. Still at 500, 2-2 on the season, 2 games this week. We will look forward to catching you and both games, and then more importantly, look forward to having you back here next week for the Ripley County preview.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's hard to believe it's going to be that time of year already, but it's early this year in the cycle, so we will we'll barely get back to school, and we're right there at the Ripley County tournament, the 100th year of the Ripley County tournament.
Wow.
The longest lasting county tournament in the state of Indiana, and there's a lot of pride with it, so can't wait to talk to you about that and the inductees, and then for the weekend to finally get here.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks so much. That was Bulldogs head coach Aaron Garrett on the program. We got more Coach's Corner coming up in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Ison's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues. Want to graciously thank our sponsors, the aforementioned Ison's Family Pizza, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber from REMC, Hurt and Elko, and George's Pharmacy and Equipment. Bulldogs in action this week. As we just spoke with Coach Aaron Garrett, they'll be taking on Milan at home on Thursday, and then they'll travel down the road Saturday to take on the Trojans. Let's stay with boys basketball and move up the road to Olenburg as we have Coach Michael Hignan of the OA Twisters. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
So, Coach, when we talked at the beginning of the season early on, of course, you had an idea of where you wanted to take the program, things that you wanted to get done. Still early on the season, just six games in, but when you look back over the body of work in those six games, what have you learned about your squad?
I think, the one thing that coaches always talk or say to me after the games is how hard they play.
Yeah.
They do play hard. We're 1-5, not the record we wanted. But we've had some tough games against some tough teams.
Sure.
We start off with Switzco. We had a lead, took some bad shots, had some inopportune bounces, end up losing by one. Then we come back and play GCA, who's, I think, ranked on top 5 in 1A.
All right.
Honestly, that was the most complete game we've played all year.
Sure.
We've kind of noticed that we'll play well for about 75% of the game, and then 25% of the game we don't, and that's kind of the part that kills us.
Right.
We played GCA tough, lost by 6. And then we played Edinburgh, got down, came back, tied it up. And then they end up hitting like 11 free throws in a row to kind of seal it. We've had stretches where we played really well.
Sure.
I think about every game we've had at least one stretch where we look like, what we can be.
Right.
It's just a matter of staying out of foul trouble. That's been one problem for us.
Uh-huh.
Opponents have shot a lot more free throws than we have this year.
Yeah.
Which hurts. I think a lot of the game we play well. It's just we've got to control that when we aren't playing well, that
right.
little spot. We've got to make sure we control and stop the bleeding.
Yeah, you mentioned the free throws. And has the new free throw rule, the reset every quarter, the 5 rules, you shoot 2 baskets regardless, has that had any type of impact on these games for you so far?
For us, seems like it's had a negative impact so
right,
far.
Right.
We played Seton Catholic, and they've got the Harvey kid. He's about 6'8". I think we were in the 5 foul bonus within like 2 or 3 minutes in the game.
And then that's guaranteed 2.
And so, yeah, he was shooting free throws, and then it's like, we'll get 3 or 4, even though we take the ball inside, so I'm not sure.
Right.
Hopefully we can get some calls soon, but we take the ball inside as much as anybody, and somehow we only end up with 4, and they always end up with 5. And
wow.
So then obviously it resets the next quarter, and then it seems like somehow we're always into that foul trouble too. So we've talked a lot about we kind of have a bad habit of reaching.
Sure.
We kind of have a bad habit of trying to block shots that we don't necessarily need to block or that we're not going to.
Right.
So I think once we get that settled down, we'll should start evening it out.
But to your point, though, at least it's not a lack of want to or trying. I mean, they're displaying the effort, and a lot of times that's what you see with an abundance of fouls, right? It's because they're trying so hard.
Right, yeah.
We're
trying to be a little more aggressive, trying to put pressure on people,
sure.
and try to turn them over. Honestly, I think sometimes, our best defender, Jacob Cornelius, he's had some games where he's gotten 2 fouls almost right off the bat, it seems mm-hmm. like. And then once that happens, we have to kind of shift things around. And he's such a good defender. When you,
right.
when you take a guy like that out, it kind of – and we've talked to him about it, and he knows. And you just got to have him on the floor.
No doubt. You mentioned Cornelius. What are who are some of the other players, though, that are getting things done for you?
So our leading scorer, Connor Miles. He's a senior this year. He's averaging about 18, 3 assists a game. And then Henry Wanstroth in the center. He's been those two have been our two leading scorers. And Wanstroth's averaging about 15 points and almost 9 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
So he's been having some big games. And then we've got Isaiah Wagner, Jacob Stanger, and obviously Cornelius. They round out our typical starting lineup. And Stanger does a good job of he's kind of transformed his game. When I first started coaching him, he wasn't didn't really handle the ball too much, and now he's kind of started to pick that up a little bit. And then Wagner, he's just a very good defender,
right?
We usually put him on another team's better shooter, and he chases them around. And then off the bench, we've got Zach Hoff, who's a junior. He's a great shooter.
Yep.
So we're trying to get him a little more comfortable. He played a little bit of varsity last year. He played about every game, but he went back and forth last year, so we're trying to get him up to speed. And then Grant Goldsmith,
right?
He's a transfer in, and he's learned how to kind of mesh, and it's his first year playing varsity. But he's really given us some good inside looks. He's probably our best inside passer to Wanstroth. And then our last guy that comes off is Calvin Grody. He's a big kid, physical, loves to push people around. He's not afraid of physicality, that's for sure.
Nothing wrong with that. So this week you've got Rising Sun on Saturday. No doubt you've already scouted them. What type of challenges does the Rising Sun squad bring?
I think they're just a tough, physical team. When we go down there, and I've never been in the gym, so this is only my second year down here, but just from watching on film, you can tell it's kind of a small, tight, on top of your gym. So I'm sure it's going to be loud. We're going to have to make calls. They have the Morris kid, who I think is averaging about 18 for them. So he's definitely kind of their go-to guy. And they're always trying to get him open. Excuse me. But I remember him from last year. He's the one, I think, that killed us.
Yeah.
Because we lost to them last year by about 15 or so.
Okay.
And he probably had about 12 or 15 points on us.
Well, no doubt you guys have been in some battles this year. Mm-hmm. I'm looking through, a lot of these games have been decided by a possession or two. You're obviously right there knocking at the door. And if there's anybody that can get you over the hump, I know you're the right coach to get it done. So good luck at Rising Sun. And, of course, we look forward to checking back in later on in the season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. That was head coach for the Twisters men's team, Coach Michael Higdon. And more Coach's Corner coming up after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
We are here for you.
At George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, free delivery and caring for their customers' needs has been their way of business for over 30 years. It's not something new and will always be what George's family values, you and your family. It's easy to switch. Go to georgespharmacy.com and request your transfer or call any of their 10 George's locations.
We are here for you.
Free delivery before, now, and always. George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Eisen's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
Special thanks goes out to Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communication, and Margaret Mary Health. Joining the program now is the head coach for the Greensburg Lady Pirates, Coach Jason Simpson. Coach, welcome to the program.
That's great to be back.
You guys have been on an unbelievable tear. A nice way to start off this young season. 9-2 overall, undefeated in the conference. And this past Saturday night, now, you took on Rushville. And if Rushville was part of our listening area, I would not say the score on radio on the air. You guys defeated the Rush Lady Lions 72-25, and you've had some games that have been 20 or 30 point victories. Talk to me a little bit about this season. I mean, this is the question I want to know. As you sit here, you sit at 9-2 early in the season, and when the season started, when you were just getting together, you're coming out of summer programs, is this where you thought you would be, or has it been better than you imagine?
I mean, I'm supposed to be humble and right. say no, but you know, this is one of those seasons that we've been building towards sure. for the last couple of years. Yeah. You know, my juniors and my lone senior this year, you know, a couple of years ago won 5 basketball games.
Right.
But they were in every game, with sure. the exception of one game, we were in every game. And then last year, we were able to up that win total to 13 or 14.
Right.
And every game again last year that we lost, we either had a lead
yeah.
or were tied late in the third or into the fourth quarter
yeah.
and lost every game, you know, by a possession or two or three.
So basically, you're telling me that your juniors, they're based on enough is enough. This year, they want it. They're going and getting it.
Exactly. And it's a group that has had talent all yeah. you know, all through our feeder system coming up. We knew what was coming. And it's a group that is very focused on their goals. Mm-hmm. And one of the things they said was, we want to play in Indianapolis at the end of February.
There you go.
And, you know, that's one of those things, because I've been fortunate enough to be there on the boys' side and the girls' side.
Right.
That I keep reminding them, you know, we have enough talent to do that.
Yes.
You have to stay injury free.
Right.
You got to have a little bit of luck every now and again. But yeah. those little things that I stand on my head
right.
and scream about every single day, those are the things that separate teams when you get into the tournament. Because, you know, you get through sectional and you're lucky enough to get to a regional, or now with regional only being one game, you get to that 2-game semi-state, everybody's good.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that is at that point is as talented as you are and has the same goals as you are. So those right. things that are going to separate you are those little things. And so, you know, I wish I could say I was surprised by yep. where we're at.
Sure.
I think, honestly, my only big surprise so far this year, I'm in no way surprised that we lost to Jennings County. I'm a little surprised that it got out of hand as much as it did. But
right.
I think that night, Gino Auriemma would have had his hands full. They would have, they could have competed with UConn or right. anybody else that night.
I did have a chance to see you and your squad in action. John and I were there at your place November 22nd. You took on an EIAC foe in the Lady Trojans from East Central. Another victory for you that night. What I saw that night, Coach, was you've got some good size, and I saw a skill set around that starting five, you know, and I think I even said it on the air. I know I maybe said it to John, you know, a lot of times in girls basketball, they all have one, maybe one ball handler, but I saw skills all across the floor. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, and we're so incredibly lucky that, you know, I've got 7 varsity kids this year who we hang our hat on. We
yeah.
said that's who we're going to battle with. And there's not one of them I'm worried about if they would get a long rebound and lead the fast break.
Right, right.
I have confidence that they're, A, going to be able to handle the ball, like you said. They're going to be able to make the right play. If they're one-on-one, they're going to at least get to the rim, you know, because
mm-hmm.
We have the rule. If you're in transition, one-on-one, you score or get fouled. That's your rules.
Yeah.
Nothing. We're not going to try to be fancy. It's one-on-one, you score or get fouled. And so you're exactly right. You know, on the girls' side of things, you through scouting and all of the different films and things that you're watching, most teams, if they're lucky enough to have two ball handlers, they're ahead of the game. And so we are incredibly blessed that, that all seven of our kids have developed that skill set for sure.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So talk to us a little bit about, more about the roster. Who are some of the young ladies that are really stepping up, making this happen for you this year?
If I'm being honest, it depends on the night.
Okay.
But most nights you're going to count on our two juniors are our leading scorers. Leah West and Miley Wilkerson have been leading us and scoring most nights. And Miley was out all of last season with a torn ACL.
Wow.
And has come back and hasn't missed a beat.
That's phenomenal.
She has just stepped right in. Because a lot of times, you know, coming off of an injury like that, it's easy for kids to be timid or play half speed. And, but she has come back with a gusto and ready to go. And so it's been great to have her back. And then Allie Powers, who as a freshman last year actually was second in scoring with Miley being out, has stepped right back in. And what has been so impressive about Allie, she has such a scorer's mentality that she doesn't stop to see when she's doing other things well in the game. And just Saturday night, even though we're up 35-40 points against Rushville, who we consider on the girls' side probably our biggest rival, she's down in the dumps because she's not scoring how she should. And I pull her out and pull up the stats. I said, Allie, number one, we're up 40 on our biggest rival. Be happy. But number two, look at the stats. Look who has the most assists.
Right.
The kid with the scorer's mentality. And then afterwards, we look. She not only leads us in assists, she ends up getting into double figures and has six steals.
Wow.
So it's one of those things where you got to kind of push her past.
Yeah.
Hey, it's okay. It's if the ball's not going in, what else are you doing to contribute?
Exactly.
And then our lone senior this year, Carly Adams, who is probably our best shooter, had a night the other night. She was 5-for-8 from the three-point line.
Wow.
Knocking in shots. And, you know, early in her career, it was she's right at the three-point line. And
right.
She's developed now. She's at the point where she'll be 2-3 steps behind. And if defense doesn't close out with a high hand, she's got the green light. She's going to let it rip.
That's
because
awesome.
It's one of those that even as a coach, I'm standing like, I don't know if I love that shot. If a kid's going to shoot it, you want them to have confidence.
There you go.
Definitely something that she is not lacking in. When she shoots it, she thinks it's going in.
There you go. You like that, though.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
And then two other guards. Mary Harmon is a sophomore. Mary runs the point for us a ton.
Sure.
Even when Miley is in the game, we have the ball in Mary's hands quite a bit because she's just that prototypical point guard. Get it where it needs to get to, making the plays when necessary. Emma McQueen is our Energizer Bunny. I told her the other day, because we had an injury that's going to Miley tweaked her knee again, but thankfully found out nothing structural.
So going to miss a
couple weeks, but so somebody else had to step into the starting lineup, and I went to Emma and said, my definition of you, my label for you is game changer.
Yeah.
And so to everybody else, that would mean, well, she immediately starts. And I said, I will start you if you need it because you're a captain, you're a junior, you're a leader of this team. But I feel like if we get off to a great start and put you in, you're only going to raise our level of play.
Yeah.
We get off to a bad start, you're going to raise our level of play. And you want to talk about a selfless kid. Her and didn't have to think about it immediately. He said, Coach, whatever you need, whatever we need, I'm going to do.
That's awesome.
And so then stepping into that starting role, until Miley gets back as our freshman, Claire Larrison.
Mm-hmm.
Claire's new to us this year. She moved in to Greensburg, and best way to describe Claire is a Swiss Army knife because she's that kid, even as a freshman, when you watch us, you would have no idea. If you didn't have a program, she just fits right in.
Right.
She's so dynamic in everything that she does. But at the end of the night, she's a stat stuffer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's going to be somewhere between 8 to 12 points. She's going to have 6 to 8 rebounds. She's going to have 4 or 5 steals. She's going to have 4 or 5 assists. I mean, she just does a little bit of everything.
Right.
And on top of it, has stepped right in and meshed with this group who's been playing together since, they were, first, second grade.
Yeah.
Claire hadn't missed a beat, and they've welcomed her in, and she's a phenomenal teammate, phenomenal kid. So, it's been fun so far, and it's crazy to think we're already halfway through the regular season, 11
crazy.
Games down.
Yeah.
But we've still got some immediate goals in front of us. The very first thing we circle every year is we want to win the conference.
Certainly.
And, we're 4-0 right now.
Correct.
means we still have three games left. Yeah. And one of those against Batesville, who is another one of our rivals. And then Franklin County and Lawrenceburg still to go. So sectional foes also. So first goal is win that conference before we even start talking about the postseason. So we, you know, we still got those things out there in front of us.
Well, good deal. You mentioned Batesville. Of course, you this week you've got a back-to-back home and away with Batesville and South Ripley. Man, like I said, you guys are humming right along at this point, 9-2 on the season. What's your thoughts on this stretch that you're about to go through here? Because you follow it doesn't get easy. You follow that up with Columbus East. So. What do you think about this next little stretch you've got?
Well, you look at this weekend, anytime you come to Batesville and you're playing your rival, and it sounds so cliche, but it's so true, is you throw your records out the window.
Right.
And so we know we're going to get their best shot. And I think that's something this group is starting to figure out. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the number says next to your name, but when you have a ranking, it means something to everybody else, and you're going to get their best shot.
Number six, is that right?
I think this week we moved up to five, but it's neither here nor there.
Five it is.
So, you know, we're going to get their best. And then last year we played maybe our best game of the season against South Ripley, and they were licking their wounds after that game. And so they're going to have memories of that, and they're going to want to come to our place and send a message. Yeah. And then we picked Columbus East back up on our schedule. We had them my first few years, and then they fell off, but then we've got them back this year. And then we go into our holiday tournament, our last two games before the Christmas break.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we are. We're ranked in the top 10 in 3A, and we might be, quote-unquote, the worst team in our holiday tournament. You know, you got Zionsville, who is a perennial 4A power.
Yes.
You got Plainfield, who's really young, and they've been in and out of the top 10 in 4A. And then you got Roncalli, who's also in and out of the top 10 in 4A. And so we could play really well and go down there and come out 0-2. But that's also those games that you want to be in, because you're playing against those bigger Indianapolis 4A schools. And I don't care what their skill level is. Anytime you watch those teams from up there, they play at a different speed.
Yes. Yes.
And it's called survival. They have to survive when you look at their overall schedule. And so it is great for our girls to go against that, because then they see, now I see why coach is always saying pace. Because we play that way when we come back and we're playing against our little pocket of the state. We're able to get results like we did Saturday night, you know, because we played at a pace that we want to play at. And so, you know, going to holiday tournaments like that, it's all about getting us prepared for the tournament at the end of January and February.
Exactly. Well, Coach, listen, everything you're doing so far seems to be going Greensburg's way. We wish you all the best of luck the rest of the way. And no doubt we'll catch up with you probably before the postseason begins, as all teams, of course, want to be playing their best ball by then, and no doubt you guys will be too.
Well, we sure hope so. Thanks for having us on again. I appreciate it.
All right, no doubt. That was head coach of women's basketball at Greensburg High School, Coach Jason Simpson. We've got more Coach's Corner coming right back after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Wondering if you should go to immediate care or the emergency department? Injuries and illnesses happen and you need to be seen today. But where should you go? The emergency department is intended for critical care and medical emergencies. Immediate care is intended for non-life-threatening illnesses and minor injuries. Unsure of which department can give you the care you need? Call 812-662-6450 to ask questions. Decatur County Memorial Hospital. The quality care you want close by.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
Special thanks go out to our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza. Always such a gracious host and always delivering great food. Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by REMC, Hurt and Elko, and George's Pharmacy. Just finished talking to girls basketball at Greensburg High School with Coach Simpson, and those young ladies are really off and running, 9-2 on the season. He corrected me. I thought they were ranked 6, but I think after Saturday's victory, they moved up to number 5 in the rankings, so we'll see how high they can push that. Let's change gears completely, come back down the road from Greensburg, back to Batesville, and let's talk about Batesville Cheer. Joining us on the program, head coach Jamma Linkle-Cleghorn, and brought with an assistant coach, Natasha Gray. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
It is definitely my pleasure. So talk to me a little bit about what Batesville Cheer has been up to in the 12 months it's been since we last spoke.
Well, we've been having a lot of fun. As you know from talking to Coach Ulrey, we had an amazing, fabulous season at football that we got to experience. First of all, some great winning games, but also like great weather was included. So we had a lot of fun that was able to incorporate some stunting and just enjoy our atmosphere, because our crowd at football this year, oh my goodness, if there was one thing that I could like bring to every game, yes, I wish I could take it to every Batesville game, was our crowd that we had at all of our football games. It was great. And then we have started into our basketball season. Mm-hmm. Just briefly, we only do home games, so we don't travel. So our home game process before Christmas break is really short at Batesville.
Right.
We're heavy after Christmas at home, but we are currently, I think, 3 games until break, and then I think we've only had 3 basketball games before that. So Basketball is still pretty fresh for us. Still learning how the game time is going to work for everyone.
Sure, sure. You mentioned the great football season that we had. I want to go back a moment in time with you. Let's go back to when Batesville secured the sectional championship against Lawrenceburg at home. Tell me about that night and what the crowd was like and your part in all of that.
Well, I mean, I think our biggest thing for our crowd was, and for our team, was to remind them that we want to be working with our crowd. I think that's always hard for a crowd to see. Sometimes a crowd comes out and sees the cheerleaders and says, what are they going to do? Like, let's watch.
Right.
And they sometimes forget, like, our job is to get them interacting in the game.
Sure.
But because we had such an amazing crowd, a parent section that was, oh my goodness, just irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Our girls actually a lot of times were like, if we have to say defense one more time, like our fans were chanting defense and was yelling, and we actually got to come up with some game time material that we purposely were doing things that we knew they would learn to yell with us.
There you go.
So we were having some fun incorporating some sign usage, trying to make our fans realize, like, this is what we need you to do with us. And I'm hoping that crowd, like some of those parents, mm-hmm, come to basketball as well, because they're shared athletes. athletes. So I'm hoping some of them remember those cues that they learned at football and bring that into the basketball.
100%, no doubt about that. While we're going down memory lane, I also want to talk about Youth Cheer Night. That was a huge, huge rocking crowd that night. I can remember, of course, you know, where the press box is. You know, we are on the opposite side of the field, so we don't necessarily hear, but I can definitely remember looking across the field and seeing all of, my daughter included, all of Batesville Youth Cheer out there. And I can tell you firsthand, those young ladies, they love that night. How special is it to be able to involve all of the participants in youth cheer as well?
Well, so that is one of my favorite things also about football, is that normally every home football game is a special event night.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have first grades football Friday, then we have youth football. And I love both of those nights for the same reason. I think that it helps those little kids to see, mm-hmm. like, what it is about being an athlete out at Batesville High School. They get to see the support that their community gets, because a lot of times, you know, those youth girls and youth football players, they get to see their parents come out and watch the game.
Sure.
But when they come out in front of that crowd, they realize, oh, like, when we get to high school, everybody comes. Like, yeah. And I think that's so fun for you to realize when you're that young, to be like, it's a community event then. So I like that part of it. And then I always try to remind my girls and my team, like, those nights, they can somewhat be hectic for us, because, like, we're sharing space and making sure they get their time. But those are the times that I remind them, like, those are the girls that are looking up to you, yes. and saying,
yeah.
I'm going to be that one day. And I'm like, so you have to have that much more fun, that much more energy, because that's what people are, those little girls want to be one day, is you. And that's a different experience for a high schooler, because high schoolers are still wanting to be, you know, the cool kid on campus.
No doubt.
And this is the one time that I'm saying, these girls are looking up to you because they want to be like you.
Right.
Realize that. So it's a very fun atmosphere for mm-hmm. us to be a part of.
Sure. Now, you mentioned the multiple sport athletes, and I've talked to a lot of the coaches about those individuals and the transition they have to make from football to basketball. And often it takes them a little time to kind of get their basketball legs under them. Natasha, talk to us about that transition for cheer. What is that like, though, going from outside in the elements to now you're in the gymnasium? And you, I would assume, I don't want to take anything for granted, I assume the stunts and things that you do indoors versus outdoors, that changes a little bit, right?
Yeah, especially the planning. We have to plan around the weather for football.
Uh-huh.
If we know that's going to rain, we just have to plan, you know, no jumps, no stunts.
Yes.
And for basketball, the timeouts are shorter.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to shorten things and, you know, make it quicker and be aware of that. And whereas football, we can just go as long as we want, really.
Right.
And this year for football, too, we moved locations. So we would actually walk over to the student section, do stuff in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
This year, we're kind of, you know, basketball, you're kind of stationary unless you go onto the court. So mm-hmm. that's a little bit of a mindset difference. And I think just the echoing in the gym,
right.
the way they have to yell, how they present themselves is a little bit different. That's really the biggest things, I think, is the timing.
And it's a completely different program, right? I mean, you're learning all new cheers, all new everything, right?
Right. I mean, we have things that are specific to football, things that are specific to basketball.
Right.
So we definitely have those two. A lot of times, our biggest challenges is that we do have girls that cheer only basketball.
Oh.
So we have girls. This year, I was fortunate enough, because my numbers were so small, I asked my soccer team members, like, normally I let them play soccer, and then I tell them, after soccer season is over, you join us at basketball. And this year, I needed the numbers, and I
sure.
said, if you can make it work, like, I need you with us at football night. And so that was a different experience for those girls as well, because
sure.
they were like, I've never cheered at a football game before. So we've had that. I think that's our biggest challenge, switching from football to basketball, is that normally it changes what our team looks like, okay. because there's different people involved.
Okay. Last thing. You mentioned that your numbers were not what you wanted them mm-hmm. to be. You got a hot mic for all of Ripley County and beyond to hear. What is your elevator pitch to these young ladies out there that maybe not, they may not be involved in any type of extracurricular activities right now, or maybe they are in something, but have that time available for basketball, football season? What would that what would that elevator pitch sound like?
I think that the first thing I want to make sure that everyone understands is that our coaching staff has become very accommodating to the crazy schedules. We understand that student athletes look different now than they did even 5 years ago.
Right.
So I think that is what people need to understand, is that just because you think like, oh, I have too many things already going on.
Right.
The one thing that I have been able to do is vary our schedule based on what the team looks like. And
sure.
So I think that is my first and biggest thing I can ever say to anyone is, I promise you, I will try to make it work.
Right.
It's not always ideal. I mean, we had somebody that just joined us right after football season tried out. And at the first couple of basketball games, she said, like, I feel so far behind. I said, you're going to catch up real quick. Like, I'm going to get you there.
Right.
But we will make anything work. We have a lot of fun. I think the biggest thing that I can tell you is that there are some amazing friendships that come out of this. A lot of times, and I know this is with a lot of athletes, but we have so much time together that it is easy to think like all you do is focus on cheer. And really, I want to say that we focus on cheer 100% of the time, but there are so many days that I'm like, let's refocus. Like, we are here for a cheer. So I think that is big for us, is that we have a lot of fun, that these friendships are coming out of it. So as much as it is about cheer, it's not about cheer. It's about those girls individually. And I would hope that people start to realize, like, you know, if your daughter is in 7th, 8th grade, like, encourage them to come out, because that is a great place to meet lifelong friends. I have, you know, some of my coaches are, I mean, they're family, but they are also very good friends outside of cheer. I just actually saw on one of the social media posts of one of my former cheerleaders who's a photographer, and she posted a picture of someone that she cheered with that, like, they live, one lives in Atlanta, one lives in Cincinnati,
She
took their picture. They met up for engagement photos, and
that's awesome.
That's what I think people don't realize, is that we create these lifelong friendships, and that's what, for the mental health of all of our young students, like, those friendships are invaluable. And so if they can come join us, I promise you that they're going to find some good friends and have them for a lifetime and have coaches that are there to support them as much as we possibly can.
Well, yes, 100%. Well, ladies, listen, thanks so much for coming back. Always a pleasure when you guys are on the show. Hey, keep making us keep being loud and making us proud. That was the sentence I was trying to say. We look forward to seeing you in the gym this week.
Yep, we will be there twice.
All righty then. That was Coach Cleghorn and Coach Gray as they head up Batesville Cheer. More Coach's Corner right after this. Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
This January, Margaret Mary Health's excited to welcome Dr. Ed Negovetic to the medical staff. As a physiatrist, Dr. Negovetic uses a non-surgical approach to treat medical conditions that cause pain or limit function. Conditions he treats include sports injuries, concussions, arthritis, and spine, joint, muscle, and nerve pain. With over 15 years of experience in the field, Dr. Negovetic is committed to helping you regain strength, mobility, and independence. For an appointment, call 812-934-6600.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gp.com.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Ison's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
And Coach's Corner continues. Again, a special thanks to our sponsors, Gehrings, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by REMC, and Hurt and Elko. And of course, our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza, always the gracious host, always providing excellent pizza and good food. The fam loves Coach's Corner tonight because they know I'll be bringing home something delicious. Let's continue now as we are closing out the show, an opportunity to speak with Bulldogs women's head coach, Coach Mitchell Taylor. Coach, welcome to the program.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for being flexible tonight. Have me on a little bit later.
Hey, no worries. No worries at all. You guys have been rocking and rolling here this season. Still above 500. You know, we were talking about it going even and then one above. Now you're two games above. Two wins in the conference as well. So 6-4 in the season, 2-0 in the conference. A nice win on your last outing there at Lawrenceburg. Talk to us a little bit about that game, because that was a really a back-and-forth affair. You know, it never really seemed like, regardless of which sideline you were on, that the game was getting away from anyone, but yet you guys were able to maintain control throughout and get the victory in the end.
Yeah, it was a real test going into their building on a Tuesday night. And, you know, most of the game, especially on the perimeter, I feel like they were kind of getting open looks and they were hitting some big shots. They had stretched the lead to 9 at the beginning of the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like our girls really turned it on in the fourth quarter defensively. Lawrenceburg went to kind of a weave action out top, and we were able to force a few turnovers off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And those turnovers led to some easy opportunities in transition, which really brought us back into the game.
Yeah, we had our newly hired sports director, Jim Williams, was there at the game.
Right, I just met him. Yeah, I was just talking to him.
He called the game. Then he and I, in turn, called the boys at the game at Lawrenceburg.
Friday night, yeah.
And he was very impressed with the game. It being his first induction into Indiana basketball, he came away with a great appreciation for the tenacious nature. This is, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he came away with a great appreciation for how tenacious your girls were. Is that a point of emphasis in terms of being tough, sticking with it throughout? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I've heard from a children's book when I was little has always sat with me: he who hesitates is lost.
Right.
So, I mean, we teach aggression.
Sure.
It's better to act than to hesitate and not act. So, I mean, that's definitely something we talk about and emphasize. And I think more of it's emphasized through the types of drills we do.
Okay.
Just being aggressive, having to be active. One thing that I challenged my girls with at the very beginning of the year this year was being a much more committed rebounding team.
Mm-hmm.
We were like 7th in the conference last year in rebounding, and just looking at our size, like, there was really no excuse for us to be 7th.
Yeah.
So I think moving into this year, having made that effort in practice to be committed to rebounding, and girls being more committed possession by possession when it comes to rebounding,
mm-hmm.
they've really turned that around and have rebounded the ball much better, especially like our last 4 or 5 games here.
Okay. Well, so if I look at the schedule as it presents itself, you've got two EIAC foes coming up here this week with Franklin County, and then the big one you got three this week. Holy smokes. Franklin County, Greensburg, and East Central, kind of the meat grinder, if you would, this week in terms of competition you got coming in.
Well, without a doubt. This is one of the tougher parts of our schedule, and it's something we've talked about all week pretty much since last Wednesday after coming off that Lawrenceburg win. And the girls know it's a tough part of the schedule.
Yeah.
I think some of the freshmen don't quite get it yet. I mean, until we play through it. But the girls who played for me last year know, you know, like, there's no time to sit on our mistakes and, you know, feel sorry for ourselves if things don't go our way, whether it's in the midst of a game tomorrow night or
right.
whether it's coming off a win or a loss. moving forward. So we're really just trying to emphasize, no matter what happens in a game, we're gonna go into some hostile environments this week. We got to be able to handle ourselves, stay composed, and just battle possession by possession by possession.
Yeah.
And I think that's the best way to do it without it becoming overwhelming. Because if you think about it too much, it can be.
Sure.
But all you got to do is just worry about the next thing in front of you. And right. That's really what we're trying to emphasize with them.
Yeah, you've clearly had some back-to-backs, as we discussed before, mm-hmm. This season. But I don't know if I've seen a part of your schedule is jam-packed, not just with games, but with foes,
yeah,
familiar foes. Franklin County up next. That's tomorrow night, right?
Yep.
And that one, you take the show on the road. It'll be your second away game, in your last two. Franklin County's record very similar. Share 6 wins on the season as well. What kind of challenges does this Franklin County squad present?
Well, they match up with us pretty well from a size standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
They've been playing a lot of 2-3 zone this year. I'm not 100% sure what they're going to do. We're preparing for both.
Sure.
I think that they're probably going to show us some 2-3 early on. But I think when it comes to what they bring to the floor, Nicole Mears is one of the best players in our conference.
Yeah.
She can kind of do a little bit of everything. She's actually been put in a position where she's got to handle it for them a little bit more. So that brings her away from the basket, which can be beneficial, but she's also great at getting downhill and finishing.
Sure.
And, we just got to do everything we can to keep her out of the lane and not foul her when she does get in the lane. And then of their supporting cast, make sure there is anyone who gets open and easy looks.
Because
right. If they have some shooters on the perimeter that when they're open, they knock them down.
Right.
So it's no tall task going into Brookville and playing in their house. We know it's going to be a hostile environment.
Yeah.
We know they've got one of the best players in the conference. And I think this is a real test for our team going into it. We don't have one of our starters. She's going to be out tomorrow night, Sophie Gazelle.
Oh.
She's got hand injuries she dealt with in the Lawrenceburg game. And I think we're going to really see a true test of, what our depth looks like.
Right.
There's going to be some girls having to step up in situations they haven't been in yet.
Right.
And I'm excited to see what we do.
Okay. And not that you want to look past Franklin County and one of the best players in the conference, but then you'll face another one of the best players in the conference with West and Greensburg. And not to get ahead of the Franklin County game or ahead of yourself, but obviously with it being 3 games in that short period of time, you've probably already thought through a lot of this stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Talk a little bit about this Greensburg team, ranked 5th in the state.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great team without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
They have 3 guards who can all handle it and can pressure the wings really well. I think that's one thing they did to us last year that really got to our girls. That'll be emphasis this week just as far as being able to handle that pressure, but also being able to take care of the basketball. That's kind of been an Achilles heel of our team this year, just making poor decisions. So we're going to go into that game ready to take them down. I mean, we go into every single game looking to get a win.
That's right.
No matter how tall the task is. Yeah, they're a great team. But they got to come to our house and play us. And we're always excited to play Greensburg. I mean, it's a great rivalry.
Yes.
And I think the boys side gets a lot more attention, just from a atmospheric standpoint.
Sure.
But I always think, like, even last year when we had our home game, it was our senior day and we played them. It was a great atmosphere in our gym.
Yeah.
So I'm always excited when Greensburg's got to come to our house to play us.
Yeah. I think you and I had a conversation a week or so back off air about the gym, particularly in the home game, and I had stepped in the gym one Saturday afternoon, and I mean, it was loud. The fans were into it. They were there. They came to see some great basketball, and I feel like they were treated to a great game that on that evening. And there's no doubt that Friday's game, when Greensburg coming to town, same way, it should be a great atmosphere. There's no doubt, though, it's going to be a great basketball game.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
looking forward to that. And then you follow it all up as if it somehow was easy. You follow it up with East Central the very next day. Talk just a little bit about East Central.
Yeah, very well coached team. They always have been. Kevin does a great job with them. Now I know they lost a lot coming in this year.
Yeah.
But those girls know how to win. I mean, yeah, they've seen winning in front of them. They know what to do, what it takes to win games.
Right.
So going at 2E Central, that's always going to be a tall task. Mm-hmm. Now, just like I said with the Greensboro game, we're going into every game thinking we're going to win this game.
Right.
But we'll prepare for them. I think there's some length that we have that might give them a little bit of issues. But I also know that, you know, they've got girls who can handle basketball and they want to slow things down a little bit, and they're going to play at the pace they want to play at. So we've got to do a lot of things to make sure that, you know, we can disrupt them. We can hopefully force some turnovers that lead to some easy baskets in that game.
So as we approach the midway point of the season, and it happens really, really quickly, but when you look back over your body of work, again, 6-4 overall, 2-0 in the conference, who is it that's really making things happen for this Batesville team? Who, when you look down the roster, who's really stood out this first half of the season as being kind of your go-to person?
Terrence, I'm going to take your question and talk about just about everybody.
I love it.
So different nights, and this is something I've talked about after games, and I think the girls are starting to see it more as we've gotten further into the year. There have been different nights where different girls have stepped up in a big way and made big plays for us.
Yes.
The most recent example is Marley Obermeyer. She had 18 points against Lawrenceburg. Most of those points came in the first half. But when they were really gravitating towards our post players and trying to take away Lydia and Allie on a post, our girls found Marley open on the backside, and she finished in big ways. Lydia Haskamp's another one who played great in that game. She worked all night. It can be so frustrating as a post player when you don't get the looks when you think you should be.
Right.
But she was persistent. She continued to work, She ended up with 11 points and 7 rebounds. And every single one of those rebounds were huge, whether they were on defensive end or offensive end. Looking back, games like Union County, Sophie Gazelle was one who stepped up for us. We didn't really have anything going offensively. I know this is a while ago. She's one who led us in scoring 15 points.
Right.
I think we've had 4 or 5 different players lead us in scoring in different games this year. So it's really been a, you know, whose night is it tonight?
Right.
It's not about we're trying to get this person all the looks. We're trying to get this person all the looks.
Yeah.
We're trying to work things on our offense, and we hit the open person. And I think the girls are really starting to – and I really started to see it at practice the last couple of days. But they're starting to see, all right, who's the open person? That's the look we need to get.
Right.
Not – you know, I need to get this person to look or that person to look. So I'm really hoping they take it upon themselves as we get further into the season that, you know, we don't need to have somebody scoring 20 points a night.
Right.
What would be great is if we got, you know, Allie Peters with 10 points, 5 rebounds. We got Sophie Gazelle with 8 points and 6 rebounds. Lydia Haskamp with 12 points, 8 rebounds. Marley Obermeyer with 15 points and 6 rebounds. Right. Those are the things we're really trying to emphasize with them. It doesn't matter who's the leading scorer. It's, you know, are you making a play for your teammate?
Right.
So I think we're really starting to turn a corner when it comes to that, and I'm excited to see what we do going forward.
Well, a good opportunity with the slate of games you've got this week to prove that point out.
Yeah.
And then you'll have the Ripley County Tournament coming right up on the heels of that. Of course, we'll have our preview show next week, so look forward to speaking to you next week about the Ripley County Tournament as it gets ready to get going. And good luck in this stretch of games, Coach. And again, we'll talk next week just before the tournament.
Yeah, thanks, Terrence. Always an honor.
That was Coach Mitchell Taylor of the Bulldog, the Lady Bulldogs. Great start to the season, 6-4, and 2-0 in the conference right now. But that's going to do it for us on this particular episode of Coach's Corner. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, gotta plug next week's show. That will be our Ripley County Tournament Preview Show. We'll have an opportunity to talk to each and every head coach, both the men's and women's teams. So you do not want to miss that. As Coach Garrett stated earlier, the longest running in-season tournament in the state of Indiana. I'm fond of saying that the NBA took a page out of Indiana's book when they started their in-season tournament this year. It's just interesting to me, and of course we'll get into it, of course, next week. It's just interesting to me how much these teams get up for that tournament, how much these teams look forward to that tournament. And then I'll take it a step further, the community. You, the community, you love it just as much as these coaches and players do, and I think that's one of the things that makes that Ripley County tournament so special. So I look forward to talking to you about that. I want to thank our sponsors just one last time for making the broadcast possible. Ison's Family Pizza, Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, and medical equipment, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. Join us next week, same time, same place, for the Ripley County Tournament. Look forward to bringing that to you. And we want to thank you for joining us this evening. And with that, we will bid you a good night in the immortal words of the Hall of Famer himself. He would always say, "You've got this. Trust and believe in yourself." Big thanks to Abby Brinson and John Heil making things happen behind the scenes. This is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for joining us and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to Coach's Corner on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Listen Monday nights at 6 for Coach's Corner from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville on 103.9 WRBI. Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.